house values versus interest rates. Last 2 years, since 2002, we've seen home prices continue to rise, even though there's been higher interest rates, which means we've seen low inventory because sellers are holding on to the low interest rates that they have from the pre-pandemic. Are you confused at whether you should buy now or hold out? Are you wondering what's going to happen with interest rates? This episode is going to answer a lot of these questions for you, and we're going to discuss what home values are doing in 2024 and also what you expect with interest rates. I'm Jen. I'm a lender for 28 years. And I like to bring real facts, no BS, to homebuyers so they can make the best decision for themselves. Just consider me the homebuyer's best friend. Let's get started. In 2024, home values continue to rise. Now, we're talking about home values versus interest rates. There's a myth out there that home values are going to crash, and I do not buy it. Look at this graph. Since 1980, we've only seen one super dip in the market where values actually went backwards, and that was in the 2008 to 2010 range where there was the mortgage meltdown. Since then, we've definitely recouped, and things have continued to rise. Even since we saw higher rates after 2022, after the pandemic, when things started to rise, we've actually continued to see an increase. Why is that? Why are home values increasing? Well, that's because it's called low inventory. Home sellers are actually holding on and hoarding their houses because they have interest rates below 5%. In fact, a publication by The Hill talks about statistics of 80% of homeowners in the U.S. have interest rates below 5%. And actually 60% of that 80%, they actually have rates below 4%. So you know what that means? They're holding on. They're like, why would we sell? Where are we going to go? We're going to have to double our interest rates. So we're just going to stay put and let everything calm down. We're talking about home values versus interest rates. So you're probably wondering, Jen, what about foreclosures? Like, I just saw in the news, foreclosures are increasing, and that is actually very true. So first quarter, we've got foreclosures that are increasing. Why are foreclosures increasing? Well, we've got escrow payments are increasing, people's property tax and property insurance. All over the country, property insurance is going up. That means that people on a fixed income are having a hard time. And it's usual that, you know, in a period of inflation, prices of things are going up, home prices are going up, home insurance, home property taxes. So there are some people that can't absorb that. There's nothing else for them to cut. They're on fixed income. So those people are usually the ones that are foreclosing. Average foreclosures are actually a healthy part of the market. Now, we definitely don't wish foreclosure on anybody, but just statistics show that over time, foreclosures are about 10% of the market, and it keeps the market, and that's where investors come in, and they'll gobble things up, they'll fix them up, and then they'll sell them, right? They'll flip them. So it's a healthy dynamic and churn of property for the environment. Now, when COVID came around, we saw record lows of foreclosures. They were almost like non-existent, because home buyers were gobbling them up. There was so much demand in 2020 and 2021, that it just gobbled up the foreclosure demand. So what would happen is people, before they were foreclosing, they would say, oh, let me list my house and see if it'll sell. And it would sell in like half a day. And so it never hit the foreclosure steps. It just never happened. So foreclosures were like less than 2% for a couple of years. Now, fast forward to now, you can see on the graph that I'm going to show on the screen that even in the last couple of quarters, foreclosures, the graph is going up, but it's still, as an average, you can still see that it's still way below a healthy, just a normal average. Interesting to see the areas of the country that are having the foreclosures. So ATOM, A-T-T-O-M, they are a big leader in real estate data. And they have an article out that I'll put that down in the resources below in the description. They've got some data on foreclosures. The biggest number of foreclosures is California. And that makes sense because California has a ton of houses. It's a very big state. So numerically, it's got the highest foreclosures. But when you talk about foreclosures as a percentage of their market, actually the leaders are South Carolina, Delaware, and Florida. So if you're looking at the greatest number of foreclosures, again, these four states are in the lead. You've got Texas, you've got Florida, you've got California, and you've got New York. Now you have to remember, these are also states that have the largest population. So 10% or 7% of a large population is more numbers than 10% of a small population. Now, these additions to inventory are still being gobbled up by demand. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Jen, rates are like 6 to 7%. Why are people not just holding off and not buying? People have to move. Life has to continue lifing. People are getting married. People are downsizing. People are upsizing. People are getting divorced. People also are sick of renting. They want to bite into the American dream and start building their wealth with real estate. People are still relocating. Actually, I live in Texas. I'm a lender in Texas, and we still have people coming in droves that want to get out of the East and mostly the East and West Coast areas, because that's where the highest cost of living is. So a lot of people are coming to Texas and some of the southern states. The climate is really nice. No state tax in Texas, so it's still happening. Now, in regards to divorce, I thought it would be interesting to see some of the statistics. Divorce as a whole since 2000 is actually decreasing. However, if you can see by the chart that I'm going to put up, just some interesting facts that in the last couple years since the pandemic, divorces are actually starting to go up, because that's what happens when times are hard, when there's recession, we saw a lot of divorces in COVID because people just, I think they just spent too much time together. I don't know, but divorce is increasing in the last couple of years. My purpose in saying this is that all of these factors are keeping people moving and looking for homes. So the demand is actually very high. So our application level is still pretty much at a normal rate that it has been for the last couple of years. So you can see, I'm going to put another graph on, just kind of wrapping up about values. You can see that it's estimated that values are going to continue to go up 5 to 7%, depending on whose economic forecast you're looking at. I've put a few of them on the screen here so you can see the forecast is quite strong that values are going to keep going up. Now, what about interest rates? So by the fourth quarter of this year, Fannie Mae is predicting that we could see rates with the fives in them. Now, it's no secret. Everybody hears on the news that the Fed has said that there's going to be 3 decreases in the interest rates. In fact, you might want to hop over to my video about these predictions. I'll put it in the description below about the predictions, what the Fed has said recently, and that there's going to be 3 reductions possibly by the end of the year. So this is all leading to forecasting saying, hey, we're going to see something probably with the fives in it. Let's look at how the reduction in interest rates is going to affect monthly payments. So I'm going to put this up on the screen so you can have a nice look. I'm going to look down at my cheat sheet paper here. So as you can see, just going from a 7.5 rate down to, let's say, even a 6% rate, I'm in the first column of a $440,000 loan amount. You go from $3,077 a month. Now, this is just principal and interest. Now, this doesn't include taxes and insurance, so don't get too excited, but a $440,000 loan at a 7.5% interest rate is principal and interest of almost $3,100. It's $3,077. Now, if you go down to 6%, it goes down to $2,638. I'm in this first column. That's a difference of, you know, like $370. So as you can see, the difference in these rates to go down 1.5% from 7.5 down to 6 is going to mean some real money for some real people. And it's going to be a slam dunk to refinance. Now, they're all cost to refinance. So I'm going to put that here down in the descriptions as well, that you can watch a video later about what refinancing means. So bottom line is that these rates are going to really spark the inventory and my prediction. So I'm going to end with this quote, which is super instrumental to what we're doing. It says, as mortgage rates continue to hover in the 7% range, it will be difficult to convince existing homeowners to move at the current time. This is Selma Hepp, who's a chief economist of CoreLogic. Nevertheless, as recent surge in mortgage application data has shown, following a drop in rates, we just saw a drop in rates a little bit, y'all, and applications were like the next day were super up. Buyers are anxiously awaiting to jump into the market, and that means 2024 is likely to show another year of home price highs. In summary, what this means is that buyers are waiting in the wings for prices to drop. And when they do, they're going to come out and they're going to flood the market. We're already seeing it with small drops in the market. My advice to you is keep connected to us, keep watching the channel, because I'm going to keep posting videos about things like values and interest rates. Increases in value are permanent. And the rates are temporary. The rates are going to go down. You can always refinance. I'm sure you're wondering now, Jen, what does a refinance mean? What are you talking about? I'm going to put a video here at the end screen for you to watch. Please stick around on the channel. I'm going to keep you informed. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Loan with Jen podcast. Keep joining me each week to stay up to date on the mortgage industry as I'll dive into relevant topics so your home financing process, whether you're buying or refinancing, is smooth and simple. If you enjoyed today, please click follow, and that way you'll never miss an episode. To find us on social media, just go to Loan with Jen on any of the social media handles, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Thanks for tuning in this week for Real Facts, No BS. Talk soon.